The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today's podcast is very special because we have a very special comedian on. His name is Jay Farrow.
Yes.
And he really blew up on SNL. He's known for his impersonations of Eddie Murphy, Kanye West, and the man really is a comedic genius. Oh, the Jay-Z laugh that he does is incredible. I mean, it really is. I asked him in a podcast several questions about working on SNL, working with Pete Davidson. But behind the scenes, he gave us a lot more information. Like, I didn't know, but he was let go from SNL.
Oh, he was?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think they made such a huge mistake. And you are going to think the same when you listen to this guy. He's hilarious.
Well, hold on. Before we start, the thing is when you hear Kanye talking, that's not Kanye.
It's Jay Farrow.
When you hear, just because, like, as I was listening to the interview, because I wasn't here the day that this happened. So
did it freak you out?
Well,
and
I was like, is that Kanye? And then I was like, oh no, that's Jay Farrow, because it's like, it's going back and forth. It's hard.
All right, turn the episode up. I have a very important question to ask one of these gentlemen inside the studio on your Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Otto, it's not you. I'm going to ask Anthony
a question.
I figured
you'd already talked to me about it.
Yeah, we live together. We just got here in the studio. Anthony, I got to ask you something.
Otto does breathe a little sigh of relief, though, every time it's not about him.
Yeah, it's not me. He's like, what? Was it my imagination? Or are you walking around with some kind of protein diet powder the other day? What was that thing?
That's definitely your imagination. 100% your imagination. Yeah.
What was that?
I do take a vitamin supplement that helps me overcome my habit of energy drinks, as I have an energy drink right in front of me.
Okay. But, that's what it is.
It's a little vitamin compound with a little bit of caffeine in there that I mix into my water. But no protein shakes. I did not.
I have a feeling Dana's about to call you fat, dude.
No, she doesn't need to.
I swear I thought it was.
Because the scale called me fat.
Oh,
right?
Did it?
So y'all remember when we went on that vacation and they had a scale in the restaurant?
Yes,
well,
I do.
Guys, my thought I was walking around at 199, stepped on that bad boy, dog. I was 207.
207?
Dude, that is big for your boy, bro. I when I'm at my best stage diving weight, I'm about 185, bro.
So you're about 20
pounds overweight right now, dog. So, yes, Dana, I am going to be taking strides in my health.
How do you think you gained 20 pounds? Because we see you every day, so I didn't notice.
Yeah, I didn't notice
it's like,
either.
I'm just not working out. It's really, that's what it is, dude. I'm not working out.
You don't
like
think
I
it has anything?
Be.
Well, you know, I'll say it. You don't think it has anything to do with your breakup?
No,
because
not at all.
You told me that you were eating food in the car because she wouldn't let you eat food, and then now you've gained 20 pounds since you broke up.
Is this a psychological weight gain?
Is there something going on in there?
Maybe it is psychological. It might be.
Let's just blame it on that. Just don't blame it on the weed.
Don't blame it on the weed or the fact that video games have now taken the place of my boxing classes. None of those.
None of those.
No. Blame it on the egg.
No accountability. It's everybody else's fault. I'm fat.
There it is. All right. Yeah, dude.
All right. Well, hey, the first step forward is taking the step.
That's right. Today I'm overcoming those doubters who put obstacles in my way. Thank you, Automatic. I am.
We're here for you. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. We'll kick it off with National Bourbon Day.
Hey, no.
I'm not a big drinker with brown.
Brown liquor make you crazy.
Yeah, it brings out another side of me sometimes. All right. We also got a happy birthday to the Army. Happy birthday.
Salute.
Both and my grandfather and my Theo Frankie served in the Army.
Oh, amazing. We also have National Forklift Safety Day. So shout out to all the warehouse homies that we have out there.
Yeah, man. Hard job out there. Appreciate what you do.
And this one right here is for me and DJ Automatic and all the other homies from our homeland of New Mexico. It is National New Mexico Day.
Hey. You think you're all bad, no?
That's right, baby. We're some high desert cholos.
I was going to say, yes, it is a state in the U.S. I lived in New Mexico for quite some time, and whenever you go anywhere and your ID says New Mexico, oh, you speak English? No way.
I mean, as wide as I look, people always, they're like, your English is perfect.
Yeah, because it's an American state. Three best things out of New Mexico, that's hard to choose. So why don't we do the three most famous things? We've got Johnny Tapia.
Oh.
Green chili.
Ooh.
Breaking Bad.
Say my name.
All right.
And right. Anthony A and DJ Automatic.
I was going to say, I was really hoping you were going to say us.
You guys are the best things, period.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's a lovely Friday morning here in the Valley. What that means is another weekend at the Tempe Improv. And this weekend, they got the one, the only. I don't want to call him a legend because that's going to make him sound like he's a little bit older. My man hit his prime yet. We're going to call him a legend. Yo, you seen him on SNL, touring the country, across the Netflix, but he's here in the studios right now. The one, the only, Jay Farrow.
Here's what's crazy about that. I don't mind you saying legend because I was on SNL at 22. So.
All right, you're right, man. Yeah, SNL at 22, that is legendary. Bro, and speaking of other legendary things in Saturday Night Live, we all know Pete Davidson dating Kanye West ex Kim K, and has actually roped Michael Che into the beef. And Kanye West actually asked Michael Che to leave SNL for double his salary, but Michael Che declined that offer. Jay Farrell, we have yet to hear back from Kanye West. What do you think Kanye West would say to Michael Che declining his offer?
You know what, you know, Michael Che, you know, publicly, you know, I'm happy for you. You know, happy for you. I like the fact that, you know, you're one of the first black writers on black head writers on SNL. Congratulations, you know, whatever. But, you know, I just, you know, when it comes to me, fam, you know, you should work for me, fam. You know what? I'm going to make a show called SNL, but it's Sunday Night Live.
Bro.
We're going to play it on Sundays. And, you know, it's going to be right after my church service, fam. We're going to have sketches. You know, we're going to have sketches. We're going to have naked Meg Thee Stallion and Doja Cat running around. You know, because they got to represent the Garden of Eden. You know, but if it's naked, you know, I'm just following the Bible.
Connie, I gotta ask you.
You know, Jesus hangs with too, bro. Why can't I, bro? Why can't I, bro?
I had to interrupt because you're right. Mary Magdalene, number one.
Exactly. Listen, Mary Magdalene and Jesus hung with her. So when I go to the strip club, I'm just doing the Lord's work.
Exactly. You this know? Is what I've been telling people that are mad on rap music. We're doing the Lord's work.
We're doing the Lord's work. Me, 2 Chainz, Drake. Drake's doing the Lord's work, fam. You know how? He's not only facilitating these hoes, he's rehabilitating these rehabilitating and facilitating these hoes. Because he's Drake, fam. Bad. You know who I'm mad at, fam? I know Drake, you know, I know Drake is going through some I feel Drake, you know, because, you know, if my box was getting used by somebody else, you know, I'd be ticked off as well. You know, like, you, and it is, fam, so I know how he feels. Because, you know, ASAP Rocky is worth he's worth $10 million, fam. Rihanna is worth $1 billion, fam. He's worth 1% of his baby mama's net worth, fam. Are you kidding me?
The headline was Rihanna, billionaire philanthropist, and boyfriend ASAP.
You know what? ASAP Rocky smiles all the time now, bro. He even smiles in the dark. You see it? He just in the dark, just smiling, just 24 hours. His face muscles hurt, fam. You know, because he just 24 hours, he just,
bro.
Because he know we hit the jackpot. We weren't checking for ASAP Rocky before.
Nah.
It was almost so. Listen, one box could change your life, fam.
What was your dream box?
My dream box? Listen, you know, I'm Kanye West. I've had a lot of boxes. So,
bro.
You know, it could have been J-Lo. So I would say J-Lo, fam, you know.
Oh,
I would,
my gosh.
Yeah. You know, yo, J-Lo, holla at me. You know, because, you know, you don't like Batman.
Bro.
Batman doesn't like Batman. Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck gave it to a vampire from Twilight,
come
fam.
Come on, son.
Yo, come on, fam. Yo, how do you do that, fam? How you lose your job to Bella's boyfriend?
Bro.
Oh, my God.
Kanye West in the building. Jay Farrow as well. Man. Can't wait for this weekend. It's going to be amazing.
Oh,
thank you so much. I never interrupt Two Dudes, One Studio, but I'm dying in the other room.
Bro.
I had to come in. This is just a taste of what you're going to get. Can we give some tickets away?
Yeah, let's do it right
now.
Let's do a pair.
602-256-6983. Call now right now. You win.
Wait a second. I didn't authorize it.
Jay Farrow at the Tempe Improv.
He said it's coming out of your pay. Call or not. Good luck.
I'm tired of these freeloaders.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Amber Heard may not be paying Johnny Depp a dime. I've got audio. I'm going to play it for you right now. This story and more, the Daily Dirt, the best gossip, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, DJ Automatic, celebrity birthdays.
Free Gunna, it's his birthday today. We also got Lucy Hale from Pretty Little Liars celebrating, and former president Donnie T. He's 76 today.
All right, I'm going to start out by congratulating Post Malone. He is the father of a baby girl. He revealed that earlier this week. I think yesterday is the first time we heard about it. Now, he is engaged to his longtime girlfriend. He does not talk about his personal life. According to reports, her name is Jamie. They've been together for over 3 years, and I'm just happy for them. Maybe they're already married. Who knows?
Do you think Post Malone got a face tattoo of his kid yet?
I don't know, but at least we'll be able to see what the baby looks like if he does. All right, now let's talk about another couple, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. They're on vacation. The photos are beautiful. I put them up. I shared them with everybody. But it's the pictures of his feet, Pete's feet, that are going viral. And I just...
Why are they talking about Pete's feet?
I don't know. His feet...
Pete's feet. Why are they talking about Pete's feet?
Well, he's got really big feet. They look like a big, giant, foot-long hot dog. I don't know what else to say.
I think you're trying to talk about something else.
What?
No, I'm talking about his feet. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, I swear.
Freudian slip.
I meant the feet. I don't know what you're thinking about. But I'm gonna move on now and talk about Johnny Depp. He may dismiss the judgment against ex-wife Amber Heard. What does that mean? She may not be paying him a dime. Here's his attorney, Benjamin Chu, on NBC Today.
As Mr. Depp testified, and as we both made clear in our respective closings, this was never about money for Mr. Depp. This was about Mr. Depp's reputation.
Automatic, do you think that these two were just so used to hurting each other that these lawsuits were kind of an extension of their dysfunctional relationship?
It was the cherry on top of their sundae. That's what it was.
The one she left in his bed. I hope they can squash it and move on and find love and live happily. Oh, I didn't mean that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Guys, I hate to tell you this. There's one more food shortage, and this one has got me down. All right, food news inside hottest hashtags on a Tuesday. Welcome. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the vegan-friendly essay.
All right, we the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm starting out with some good news today because we need it. A giant tortoise called a fantastic that was long believed extinct has been confirmed alive on the Galapagos Islands. This is amazing because this tortoise, her name is Fernanda. She's named after her Fernanda Island home. Literally, scientists thought that they were done in 1906. DNA.
Where's she been hanging out at?
In the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah. I know, but there? They couldn't find one for 100 years.
Dude, it's like, not man don't really go there. So she's like behind a tree or something. You know what I mean?
I would like to think she was maybe off with a lover getting her shell clapped.
I was going to say,
you do know tortoises live to be 150 years old.
Yeah.
So that was the prime of her life.
Exactly.
And I think your theory might hold some water.
Well, right. I think so. And she might be holding on to some eggs. So she's alive. Thank you, Fernanda.
That's like the term, getting her shell clapped. Somebody out there is appreciating that because they didn't appreciate it in the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Non-food news. The latest food shortage. Popcorn.
Oh.
People are hitting theaters in droves. America is back. Maverick, Top Gun from Buzz Lightyear, all these movies, Elvis, the theaters are packed. And Norm Krug, he's the CEO of a popcorn supplier called Preferred Popcorn. He says the pandemic, supply chain issues, fertilizer increases, lack of truck drivers to deliver it, on and on. We should see popcorn back in 2023, at the end of the year.
So they're like, you're going to go to the movies?
Limiting popcorn. Didn't you notice, Automatic, last week when we went to go see Elvis, that the large was not a large?
It was really small.
Well, they rationed the popcorn
now.
You
know what is back, thanks to Top Gun? Mustaches. So buckle up, ladies. No popcorn this year. We got a lot of mustaches.
I saw this Chicano vato in a pickup truck listening to this. I went to the danger zone. Swear! You thought that dude was Tom Cruise himself.
Anthony's been American as since he saw the movie.
He's Tom Cruise. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We have National Flag Day. Speaking of American, it's National Flag Day, ladies and
Salute.
Gentlemen.
Salute!
Yes. And it's for me and Automatic. It's National New Mexico Day.
Hey.
Hey.
The Z symbol.
In green chili we trust.
Yo, we're just going to keep this American vibe going. It's also the Army's birthday day.
Yay!
That's a thing, all right? And by buy him some bourbon because it is National Bourbon Day. We'll wrap it up right there.
Buy your favorite Army veteran or whoever's in the Army now a shot of bourbon.
And take him to see Top Gun.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's a short podcast because we haven't been here and we're tired.
What is automatic colors a hodgepodge episode?
Hodgepodge.
It's a hodgepodge.
Oh, no, jambalaya.
What did you call it?
Gumbo.
That was the gumbo. That was the other one. And that podcast did really well.
Don't you love the podcast? You don't even know what I'm saying.
This is a DCS quickie.
Hey, here's some more of our podcast now.